It said the baseball world is small. And there's no better example than the path Cambridge catcher Cameron Dubé has taken that's landed him a scholarship at Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel, Illinois. As Dubé was going through his recruitment process, which can often be equal parts exciting and exhausting, he found himself relying on hometown friend and left-handed pitcher Jackson Soki to help guide him through it. Dubé works at Velo Baseball in Kitchener, a player development facility owned by Jackson's brother Tyler. Soki, who now plays at the University of South Carolina, played two seasons at Wabash Valley and was instrumental in Dubé's decision-making. It was actually Soki's father, JP, that reached out to the college after watching him play and seeing how much he'd developed. It was a great connection, Dubé said. I went down with the Soki family and did my visit. We ended up working something out, drove down together and watched a game. I stayed in the dorms to get the full experience. Soki still recalls working as an umpire for some of Dubé's minor baseball games years ago. Even back then, he stood out. I remember when I was younger umpiring, I would always work his games and he was an amazing player, Soki said. He was a standout on the field compared to the rest and he's done nothing but grow over the years. Soki didn't sugarcoat what his friend was getting into by committing to the school as Wabash Valley is a powerhouse in the National Junior College Athletic Association ranks. Junior college baseball is known for its hard-nosed style that helps churn out players to four-year universities and professional baseball. It's an attitude that fits Dubé well, Soki said. He's a competitor who knows how to win, which fits perfectly with the type of player that Wabash looks for, he said. I feel like he can be a great addition to the team. Along with his workmanlike approach, Dubé has an impressive skill set that's needed to perform at the next level. As a catcher, he takes great pride in his defensive game and this offseason he's focused on improving his hitting in hopes of bringing power to the Warriors lineup. But if his career path goes the way he hopes, he may not make it to school at all. Before packing his bags and setting off for campus, he has his sights first set on the upcoming Major League Baseball draft in July. It's a possibility that's come about after a good season with the Ontario Nationals of the Canadian Premier Baseball League and a strong showing at the prestigious Canadian Futures Showcase in September at Rogers Centre in Toronto that saw him play in front of professional scouts. Talks with teams are ongoing, he said, and he feels well equipped to go either route depending on how the next 9 months plays out. Right now, my main focus is to get drafted, he said. If the draft doesn't work out, I'd like to transfer to a big four-year because I know Wabash can help me do that. I just have to keep working for it.